State Department cracks down as diplomats exploit Iran intelligence for market gains. The U.S. State Department issued a formal memorandum to all diplomatic and consular posts worldwide in May 2026, warning that personnel who use classified government information to profit from financial wagers face consequences that will not be tolerated, a directive that arrives as federal prosecutors and regulators probe oil trades worth more than $2.6 billion placed suspiciously close to sensitive Iran-related announcements. The warning did not emerge in a vacuum. It followed by 1 week the arrest of a U.S. Special Forces soldier accused of using classified intelligence to place winning bets on the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, with prosecutors alleging the soldier earned more than $400,000 from wagers placed ahead of a U.S. military raid in January. The soldier has pleaded not guilty. Simultaneously, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the Justice Department are investigating at least four separate oil trades, each placed shortly before market-moving statements by U.S. and Iranian officials, and together totaling more than $2.6 billion in notional value. Marko Kalanovic, the former head of global research at J.P. Morgan, reacted to oil price moves following an Axios report on Iran talks, stating, "Who knows what happens next in blatantly manipulated markets," and publicly questioned the outlet's credibility. "The stakes extend well beyond the soldiers and traders under scrutiny. If classified intelligence routinely flows from government corridors into financial markets, the reliability of price discovery in crude oil and geopolitical prediction markets collapses. Every institutional investor with energy exposure, every sovereign wealth fund holding oil futures, and every pension fund benchmarked against commodity indices is effectively trading against counterparties with structural information advantages. That is the systemic problem regulators are now confronting, and why the State Department memo carries weight far beyond an internal HR reminder." The Axios trades, anatomy of a $125 million information edge, the mechanics of the suspected insider trading are unusually visible. On a Wednesday in early May 2026, approximately 10,000 crude oil contracts with a notional value of roughly $920 million were sold on the futures market. The sales came an estimated 1 hour before Axios reporter Barak Ravid published a report claiming the White House believed it was close to reaching a one-page memorandum of understanding with Iran. Whoever held those short positions stood to collect an estimated $125 million as oil prices fell more than 12% on the news. The trade did not survive long. Iran dismissed the reported agreement as the Americans' wish list. President Trump told the New York Post it was too soon to prepare for peace. Israel stated it had not been informed of any proposal. Oil prices rebounded 8% as traders recalibrated. But the money on the short side had already changed hands. This was not an isolated event. Market observers and lawmakers demanding investigations identified similar pattern trades tied to earlier Axios reports on Iran. A large oil short preceded Ravid's April 5 report suggesting negotiation progress, and comparable activity allegedly appeared before subsequent scoops dated April 17 and May 1. A senior Iranian parliament member accused Axios directly of serving as a vehicle for White House market manipulation. Fox News host Mark Levin wrote publicly that he concluded the Axios report was largely fake. Former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger criticized the surrounding information environment. "Our view, whether or not Axios or its reporter acted improperly, the pattern data points to something more dangerous for markets, a structured information arbitrage operating through media, in which the publication timeline of diplomatic news appears correlated with derivative positioning. That is a market structure failure, not merely a compliance problem for a few individuals." Prediction markets as unregulated intelligence exchanges. The State Department memorandum explicitly named online prediction platforms Kulshi and Polymarket as venues covered by its prohibition. That naming matters. It is the first formal acknowledgement by a major U.S. government agency that prediction markets function as de facto financial instruments capable of absorbing and monetizing classified information. Polymarket accounts earned more than $1 million from bets predicting the U.S.-Israeli bombardment of Iran, according to media reports cited in the source material. The platform allows users to wager on geopolitical outcomes, and it operates with substantially less regulatory oversight than a registered securities exchange or commodity trading facility. The conflict of interest dimension sharpens the concern. The New York Times reported in January 2026 that Donald Trump Jr. held advisory ties to both Polymarket and Kulshi, and maintained an investment in Polymarket through his venture firm, 1789 Capital. President Trump, when asked about the insider trading controversy, told reporters he was not happy with any of that stuff, while adding that the whole world, unfortunately, has become somewhat of a casino. No evidence has been presented that Trump administration policies were affected by these personal financial interests, and Trump Jr. has not been accused of any wrongdoing in connection with the trades under investigation. The Federal Trade Commission and DOJ are investigating at least four oil trades worth more than $2.6 billion placed before market-moving statements by U.S. and Iranian officials. A single short position on crude oil was placed approximately 1 hour before a market-moving Axios report, generating an estimated $125 million profit as prices fell more than 12%. The Plaquemine view, the regulatory gap here is structural, not incidental. Prediction markets were designed to aggregate distributed public information. They were not designed to absorb flows from individuals with classified access to defense and diplomatic channels. The Federal Trade Commission has jurisdiction over derivatives, and Kulshi already won a federal court ruling in 2024 affirming its right to offer event contracts. The question now is whether the agency will treat geopolitically informed trades on prediction platforms the same way it treats insider trading in commodity futures. If it does, the compliance burden on these platforms will increase sharply. If it does not, these platforms become institutionalized vehicles for information laundering. The structural problem, federal officials and financial markets. The State Department memo did not arise from a new legal standard. It reaffirmed existing prohibitions. That distinction matters because it reveals how routine the behavior may have become. A 2022 investigation found that more than 2,600 senior federal officials owned or traded stocks in companies their agencies regulated, illustrating a persistent baseline problem of financial conflicts within government. The new State Department directive extends that long-running concern to a newer asset class, politically contingent derivative contracts and prediction market positions. The pattern of suspicious financial trades around geopolitical events is not a 2026 innovation. Literature on financial surveillance, including documented intelligence agency monitoring programs, notes that analysts have tracked anomalous pre-event trading for decades, including in the period surrounding major geopolitical incidents. What has changed is the availability of instruments. Prediction markets, leveraged oil futures, and real-time social media amplification of diplomatic scoops now allow a single piece of non-public information to generate eight-figure profits within hours of placement. For institutional capital, the practical implication is a deterioration of market quality in energy and geopolitical derivatives during periods of active diplomatic negotiation. Bid-ask spreads widen, price signals become less reliable, and the cost of hedging increases, because well-informed counterparties are structurally present on the other side of the trade. Investment positioning, energy, geopolitical risk, and regulatory arbitrage. The investigation sits inside a broader macro context that institutional allocators cannot ignore. U.S. stock valuations currently stand at approximately 252% of GDP, near historic highs, according to investor Paul Tudor Jones, who has warned that a reversion toward historical norms could trigger a correction of 30% to 35% once valuations reach 300% to 350% of GDP. Jones made these comments in May 2026 while simultaneously noting he continues to buy equities, citing artificial intelligence as a productivity driver capable of sustaining gains for another 2 years. Energy markets amplify that risk calculus. Oil fell below $100 a barrel in May 2026 on renewed hopes of a U.S.-Iran peace deal, according to reporting from the same week as the State Department memo. A confirmed deal would represent a structural supply-side shift, potentially accelerating the downward price pressure that the suspicious short positions were already betting on. The implication for private equity and institutional capital. Energy-exposed portfolios face a compound risk in 2026. The first risk is fundamental, driven by the potential for a U.S.-Iran diplomatic resolution. The second is microstructure risk, specifically, the possibility that price discovery in crude oil futures and related instruments is being periodically distorted by information-advantaged actors, making hedging strategies less reliable during periods of peak diplomatic activity. The Plaquemine view. The State Department memo is less about employee compliance and more about a systemic vulnerability that has reached regulatory breaking point. Here is the thesis the source reporting does not fully articulate. The combination of prediction market growth, real-time financial news distribution, and the sheer volume of U.S. government personnel with access to classified diplomatic and military intelligence has created a new class of insider trading that existing regulatory frameworks were not designed to catch. The Federal Trade Commission was built to police commodity markets. The SEC was built to police securities. Prediction markets occupy a legal gray zone that both agencies claim partial jurisdiction over, and neither fully controls. When the underlying asset is a geopolitical outcome rather than a share of a company, the chain of evidence required to prove insider trading becomes substantially harder to construct. The second-order effect is reputational and geopolitical. If U.S. adversaries, or even U.S. allies, come to believe that American diplomatic signals are being leaked to financial markets before they are communicated through official channels, the credibility of those channels degrades. Iran's parliament member accused Axios of being used for market manipulation. Whether accurate or not, that accusation, taken seriously by market participants, erodes the signaling value of U.S. diplomatic communications. Plaquemines' forward position, regulatory tightening on prediction markets is now a 2026 catalyst, not a 2027 aspiration. The Federal Trade Commission will face congressional pressure to extend commodity insider trading rules explicitly to event contracts. Platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket face compliance cost inflation and potential trading volume restrictions on geopolitically sensitive contracts. Investors with positions in these platforms, or in their closest public market analogs, should price that regulatory risk now. The bottom line: the U.S. State Department's May 2026 memorandum is a regulatory marker, not a resolution. The Federal Trade Commission and DOJ investigations into more than $2.6 billion in suspicious oil trades, the $125 million profit on a single Iran-related short position, and the arrest of a special forces soldier for intelligence-based wagering collectively define a market integrity crisis that has moved from anecdote to documented pattern. Prediction markets will face their first serious regulatory stress test. Energy derivatives will price a structural geopolitical uncertainty premium throughout the Iran negotiation timeline. And any institutional strategy that relies on crude oil as a clean hedge for Middle East risk needs to account for the possibility that price signals in that market are periodically corrupted. The money trail is clear. What happens to those who followed it is the question regulators will answer next.